Welcome to Mr. Predictor. It's been a little while since we've done a show out, but a lot of cricket to look ahead to after a little bit of a break.
Yeah, we've had a quiet few weeks and now we're going to be very busy for the next 9 months.
Certainly are. Well, we're going to start off with England against Pakistan in the United Arab Emirates. First test gets underway in Abu Dhabi very shortly. Let's have a look at the odds. Pakistan 6-5 favourites. England 2-1 and the draw is 5-2. What do you make of this one?
Tricky playing in the Emirates. England haven't had a good record out there, so it's going to be a tough tour for them. Pakistan are on the back of a couple of good series that they've had, and they've got really good team momentum and spirit there. So it's going to be a great series. Can England survive the temperatures?
That's going to be one of the questions, isn't it? The other one for me is whether they can come up against this trial by spin, which we're expecting Yasir Shah and Zulfikar Bhai, but they didn't do too well in 2012. Pakistan have got a fantastic record in the Emirates, but prediction for the first test, and we'll come on to the sort of series as a whole in a moment.
Yeah, I think it really depends on whether England can find a good opening partnership. I think in the middle order they're pretty strong, and I'd bet them against the Pakistan middle order. However, it's going to be down to the bowling, and have England got the firepower either to attack Pakistan or the spin power to wheedle them out?
So who's going to win the first test?
I think it's going to be a great game, but I think it's going to be a draw. I think both sides are going to be a nip and tuck, but neither side will want to lose it.
OK, I'm going to go with Pakistan. Just a little bit more experience of their owner, in inverted commas, conditions in the Emirates to win out in the first test. But I do think that England could come back and surprise them later in the series. So we'll just have a look at the series odds. We've got Pakistan 5-4 on favourites. The draw is 10-3. England 5-2 against to win the series. So thoughts on the series overall?
Well, I think overall, I can see England winning certainly one match. Two would be fantastic for them, but I don't think they're going to do that. So I think it's going to be a draw in the first one, England to take one and Pakistan to take one.
Well, that's funny enough, exactly where I think. It's a slightly different order. I think Pakistan will win a test, England will win a test, and there'll be a draw somewhere along the way as well. So a drawn series from both of us. Just quickly on England, Moeen Ali looks like he's going to open with Alistair Cook. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that's where England may struggle. Nobody wants to lose a wicket early on. And I think England are set up probably to do that. Moeen Ali's been brought in. England haven't really found an opener since Adam Lie was dropped. So let's see how it goes. I think obviously with Joe Root and Ian Bell in 3 and 4, then you know we can stabilise quite quickly. However, you want to put on the pressure on the Pakistan bowlers from an England point of view.
And you mentioned the heat, which is going to be important to deal with for England out there in the Emirates. Somewhere else where it's been very, very hot recently is India. We saw a fantastic game between India and South Africa in Canberra over the weekend. How India didn't win that one, well, you've got to hand some credit to South Africa, I suppose, but for most of their innings chasing, they did look like they were going to win that one, India. Second ODI coming up shortly enough, and India 5-4 on favourite. South Africa evens the odds there, suggest this is so closely matched, isn't it?
Look, over 50 overs, 5 runs, you can't really choose between the two teams. It's really dependent on whether, in my opinion, AB de Villiers hangs around for any length of time. If he does, then I think South Africa will win. If he doesn't, then India, great side, and they can finish off most scores.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to feel a little bit sorry for Rohit Sharma scoring 150 and ending up on the losing side a couple of days ago. But who's going to win then? I know you say if AB de Villiers bats, South Africa will win, but you've got to press you for a prediction.
I'm going to go for South Africa. They've got the momentum and they're looking pretty good.
I'm going to go for India to bounce back after that defeat in Canberra and win the first game of this sort of series, if you like, because they lost to both of the completed 2020 internationals as well. Now, we've got more cricket going on as well. We turn our attentions now to Sri Lanka, where the West Indies are beginning their tour with the first test match. Unsurprisingly, Sri Lanka overwhelming favourites for their first test, 6-4 on. The draw is 21-10. West Indies 11-2, which is a big price in a three-horse race.
Well, at best, the West Indies don't travel well, and they haven't got a coach. They're in a bit of disarray. So obviously, I think Sri Lanka are favourites for the series. Weather may play a part in it, John, but I can't see any other result than Sri Lanka winning.
Sri Lanka to win the first test for you. I think you're right. Sri Lanka, very hard to see them not winning the series. I just think with a little bit of weather around, maybe go for the draw at 21-10 for me. And finally, we've had an interesting series going on in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe tuning up against Ireland. That doesn't really tell the whole story because Ireland have been quite impressive. Almost won that first one-day international. The third ODI is on the 14th of October. Zimbabwe 2-1 on favourites. Ireland 13-8 against.
Well, I think Ireland might nick it. Zimbabwe have had the momentum. They've had a good series against Pakistan. Came into the series with some good match practice. So won two really good games, actually. And it's going to be, a close game. But I think Ireland may hit back.
I'm going to go with Zimbabwe to make it 3-0 and complete a resounding success as they prepare to host Afghanistan later this month as well. So, Al, plenty to look forward to. Thank you very much as ever for your insight.
Thank you, John, and look forward to all these series kicking off.
Absolutely, and thank you very much for watching us here on Cricket World TV. Bye-bye for now.